So someone was talking to me about the reading from Havergal today, from Loyal Responses. And I said to them something, it just comes back to me. And I just want to share it with you very briefly, because even if just two people take me up on this, or one, or I hope many, it'll still be worth it that I said it. Well, if you're interested in this, the key phrase in that song is, in my place condemned he stood. In my place condemned he stood. Well, that's a very important phrase that sums up the idea of his substitutionary death, his atonement, his atoning sacrifice for my sins that gave me forgiveness and life. In the book Knowing God, I don't believe we have that book in the boathouse, but I'd be surprised if you can't find that book at home. The copy that I have from many years ago says over 1 million in print. So if 1 million Christians in this country have that book, you probably have it at home, or your parents, or somebody, and if you don't have it, get it, please. Knowing God by J.I. Packer. And in that book, there is a chapter that is so rich and so wonderful on this very subject. It's well into the book, and it's about Christ's atoning death, his substitutionary death. I believe it is called the heart of the gospel, but I am not sure. But that chapter, I would venture to say that it's chapter 18 and it's entitled The Heart of the Gospel, but I might be wrong. But with that clue, you will find it and you will be enriched if you'll just read that chapter prayerfully and let God just overwhelm your heart with gratitude. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's given me life by his death. Praise the Lord.
We heard about the cooperation yesterday when in a crisis, and how it demonstrates the love that we have one for another as a staff. And I'm thankful for that. This year, I think it's a marked noticeability how there's just love throughout the camp. And I remember a season, it's not always like that at camp, just because we're all Christians, you know, it's not always like that. And I remember probably a very dark time in camp's history when it was very, very much the opposite. It was around the early 1960s, and the kitchen was right here on this lawn here, right outside this door. Dining room was where Mayhew Manor is now. The palace housed 32 kids, and the cottage was only one cottage, and so they all fit in Mayhew Manor. At any rate, we had a cook who just knew what he was about, and he would not work with the head counselor, and they were always at odds. There's no such thing as snacks, just to eat it. It was just an awful, awful time. And I think I was a waiter at the time. That was the first year they had waiters. And with Helmut Neumann, if anyone remembers that name. But it was awful. And years later, I asked Brother Gordon, I said, I'm going back 20 years later. I said, do you remember that year when, and I named the two, the head counselor and the cook, were on the staff? And he says, oh my, yes. That was a dark time at camp. And you could just sense it. Now, the Lord worked despite us. We always had victory in the camp. But it wasn't the same as when everyone works together and loves each other, when departments just harmonize together. When Brother Gordon said to me he was afraid to go to department heads, he was the director, and ask them something because they knew it better. How dare you, assume I don't know this, or that was the type of thing. And it was just a terrible, terrible time. And I don't want to make it sound, it was terrible, but the Lord worked despite it. I want to make that very clear. But here, I really think the Lord, when we have an atmosphere like that, the Lord takes our weak faith and he lifts it. He augments our weaknesses when there's that atmosphere of love and working together in harmony and endeavoring to please the Lord. That's the whole secret of Pilgrim Camp, is endeavoring to please the Lord in everything that we do. Even some of these rules and guidelines that we have, the basis of that is not that it's a magic potent, or if you do this, the Lord's going to do that. It's all grace, but by wanting to please God, He comes to us and He manifests Himself to us. And I'm so thankful for this staff, especially this period. But it was the whole summer where everyone just pulled together and there was great love shown, and that's a wonderful thing. I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Let's sing a song of thanksgiving from our camp books. Let all the people praise thee. 62 in the camp songbook. When is forever? Forevermore. Rejoice evermore. It has to be now. It has to start now and include now. So let's be praisers. Let's be those who thank the Lord. He's so wonderful.